Amen. Well, it's good to be in the house of the Lord this evening. I love baptismal services. I've had the honor and the privilege of being at many, many in my lifetime, and look forward to many more. As the candidates tonight get ready and prepared to enter the waters of baptism, I want to share a word with you tonight. If you have your Bibles, you can turn to the book of Judges chapter 3. We're going to read verses 27 and 28. And it came to pass when he was come that he blew a trumpet in the mountain of Ephraim, and the children of Israel went down with him from the mount, and he before them. And he said unto them, follow after me, for the Lord hath delivered your enemies, the Moabites, into your hand. And they went down after him and took the fords of the Jordan toward Moab, and suffered not a man to pass over. The Message Bible reads, while they were standing around wondering what to do, Ehud was long gone. He got past the stone images and escaped to Syrah. When he got there, he sounded the trumpet on Mount Ephraim. The people of Israel came down from the hills and joined him. He took his place at their head. He said, follow me, for God has given your enemies, yes, Moab, to you. Then he went down after him and secured the fords of the Jordan. They went down after him and secured the fords of the Jordan against the Moabites. They let no one cross over. I believe sometimes we are standing around wondering what to do when we know what to do. But there are times in our life, in our walk with the Lord, where we're standing around wondering what to do when we know what to do. There is a time of waiting on a word from the Lord, but when we hear the trumpet sound and the words, follow me, are we still standing around? I want to ask the church that tonight. When we hear the trumpet sound, when we hear the words, follow me, are we still standing around wondering what to do? Number one tonight, come down from the hills. Hiding in the hills or living in the hills. We know the Lord desires to lead us on and to lead us in victory. When it comes to our lives and our living, enemies can lock us in the hills. We learn to live where we are, we adapt. We learn to live with our fears, we learn to manage them and do life accordingly. We learn to cope with whatever it is when we serve a God of deliverance. We've heard the trumpet sound. We've heard the words, follow me, but we're still standing around wondering what to do. And the word of the Lord has come. I have delivered your enemies into your hands. You see, the enemy wants us to stay where we are. The enemy wants us to stay in the hills, to remain in hiding, to continue to adapt, to keep living with whatever it is, to keep up our coping, to stay put. This is not the plan of the Lord for his people. You see, the plan of the Lord for his people is deliverance. Will we today hear the sounding of the trumpet? I ask, can you hear the sound of the trumpet? And will we hear the words, follow me? And will we come out of the hills? It's time to come down from the hills. The name Ephraim means double ash heap, or I shall be doubly fruitful. It was the second son of Joseph, blessed by him and given preference over his first son. You know, we may have a measure of fruitfulness, but whatever it is that has us standing around in the hills wondering what to do has put borders and limits on our fruitfulness. The word of the Lord wants us doubly fruitful. It may be that we have a word spoken over us or a name like Ephraim, but something has us standing around in the hills. It may be that we've heard the trumpet and we've heard the promise of the Lord, yet there we are standing in the hills wondering what to do. I believe the Lord is saying to us tonight, rise and come down from the hills. I have delivered your enemies into your hands. That's a word for people here tonight. It's time to claim the deliverance that God has promised. Number two tonight, follow. Judges 3, verses 27 and 28, and it came to pass when he was come that he blew a trumpet in the mountain of Ephraim, and the children of Israel went down with him from the mount, and he before them. And he said unto them, follow after me, for the Lord hath delivered your enemies, the Moabites, into your hand. You know, we can hear the trumpet and hear the call and come down from the hills and never follow. We have to take to following. We must move. We must advance. We have to begin to walk in line with the word of the Lord. We have to begin to walk in line with the promise of the Lord. We have to begin to step into the deliverance God has promised us. We can't remain in the hills. And once we've come down, we must journey to the place God has promised. Verse 28, and he said to them, follow after me, for the Lord hath delivered your enemies, the Moabites, into your hand. You know, I wonder how many deliverances and victories have never been realized because of unwillingness to follow. We're promised deliverance in an area, but we're not willing to follow, to heed the words, to go to the place God has called us to secure, and therefore we've never realized deliverance or freedom in that area. But God's calling us to step in. I think of Naaman, a man with leprosy in the Word of God. You know, he wanted to be healed of his affliction. And there he was, standing around, wondering what to do. And a young maid, captive from the land of Israel, serving in his house, tells Naaman's wife of a prophet in Israel that can deliver her husband. And so things move along in the story, and Naaman goes with his horses and chariots, and he comes to stand at the door of Elisha's house, this prophet. So he's heard the trumpet. He's come down from the hills. What now? 2 Kings 5, verses 10 to 14. And Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored to you, and you shall be clean. But Naaman became furious and went away and said, indeed, I said to myself, he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and heal the leprosy. Are not the Abana and the Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. And his servants came near and spoke to him and said, my father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, would you not have done it? How much more then when he says to you, wash and be clean? So he went down and dipped 7 times in the Jordan according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. We have to follow. We have to rise and step into the deliverance of the Lord. We have to walk to the water. Judges 3, 28, and he said unto them, follow after me, for the Lord hath delivered your enemies, the Moabites, into your hand. Number three tonight, what is the Lord leading you to secure? Judges 3, 28 to 30, and he said unto them, follow after me, for the Lord hath delivered your enemies, the Moabites, into your hand. And they went down after him and took the fords of the Jordan toward Moab and suffered not a man to pass over. And they slew of Moab at that time about 10,000 men, all lusty and all men of valor. And there escaped not a man, so Moab was subdued that day under the hand of Israel. And the land had rest 40 years. Verse 28 in the New King James Version. So they went down after him, seized the fords of the Jordan leading to Moab, and did not allow anyone to cross over. The Message reads, they went down after him and secured the fords of the Jordan against the Moabites. You see, we see here that God's deliverance required action on their part. And it's the same with our lives. God promises us deliverance. He's assured us of deliverance, but he's calling us to move. We serve a God that leads us in victory. But we have to go to the place of God's promised deliverance, and we have to secure it, that not one enemy will cross over. We don't go in our own strength. We know that we go in the strength of the Lord. We go in the strength of his word, in the strength of his promise. We go in the strength of his spirit. See, if we don't have a word from the Lord and it's not him leading us, we can rise and head down to the fords of the Jordan and try to secure things in our own strength, but it will never be enough. Our deliverance depends on the Lord. For all of us here tonight, our deliverance depends on the Lord. Maybe it's our home we need to secure. Maybe it's our mind. Maybe it's our spirit. What is it tonight? Maybe it's our internet connection. Our Monday, Tuesday nights, our teenagers' Friday nights, our Sunday AMs and PMs, the credit card, the lips, the tongue, the associations, the heart. What is it? What is it we need to secure that we might see the full deliverance of the Lord? What is the Lord leading us to secure? He's promised us deliverance, and he's calling us out of the hills, and he's calling us to follow, calling us to action, to head down to the water and secure some things. That our land might have peace. I want to ask tonight, where is it that the enemy is crossing over? What area is the Lord leading us to secure? Because he's a God of deliverance, and he's promised us deliverance. But he's calling us to action. I just want to encourage the church tonight, come down from the hills and follow. And secure what the Lord is asking you to. Verse 28, and he said to them, follow after me, for the Lord hath delivered your enemies into your hand. Let's have the worship team return. We've come tonight to this water baptism service, and I think about the men and women that have come down from the hills. They've heard the trumpet sound, and they've heeded the words, follow me, the words of Jesus. They know that the Bible says, repent, be baptized, and be filled with the Holy Spirit. They've made a decision tonight to follow. They know the power of water baptism, the promised victory, and so they've followed and they've come to the banks of the water tonight. Enemies dealt with tonight, freedom tonight, victory tonight, change. Peace. and rest tonight. Why don't we stand? The team's going to lead us as we move into this time of baptism. Just sing out this song and bless the Lord. Thank you, God. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to be in your house tonight. Lord, this water baptism service, we honor it, Lord, and we respect it. We know that you've set this up, Lord. This is not something that man has set up, but God, this is ordained of you. We thank you for it tonight. Lord, we acknowledge the power of the waters of baptism. God, that it's even like a watery grave. We buried in the watery grave and we come up and we rise to new life in Christ. We thank you for the testimonies that are going to flow tonight, God. And I pray that our hearts would be open. Lord, that your spirit would move in this place like only your spirit can move. That you would tug on hearts, Lord, and you would break through the areas, God, where we put up walls or we've held you back. We surrender to you, God. Bless your holy name. Amen.